السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله المتوحد بالعظمة والجلال، المتعالي عن الأشباه والأمثال. أحمده سبحانه وتعالى وأشكره، من علينا بواسع الفضل وجزيل النوال، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله مصطفاه من خلقه. أما بعد، my dear beloved brothers and sisters, today bi-idhnillahi ta'ala we will be studying the 18th chapter from the exemplary book Kitab al-Tawheed. And regards to this chapter, it is the 18th chapter in this amazing collection of Tawheed. And that is the exaggeration in the righteous is the root cause for mankind's disbelief and leaving the religion. باب ما جاء في أن السبب كفر بني آدم وتركهم دينهم ودينهم هو الغلو في الصالحين. So this is an important chapter in the book of Tawheed relating to the causes of disbelief and shirk and one leaving one's religion. And that is, in this title we can pick out some important points so it can be as an introduction for us for this amazing chapter in which Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned some ahadith and narrations clarifying this affair. So point number one is that in this title it shows the importance of التمسك بالدين, the importance of clinging on to one's religion, holding tight to the religion. وَاعْتَصِمْ بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you. Hold firm to your deen, the da'wah and the call of the anbiya wal-rusul, the messengers alayhim salatu wasalam. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةِ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Hold firm to that tawheed. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, I have sent to every nation a messenger telling them to call the people to worship Allah alone and stay away from false deities. So that's number one. In this title, it shows the importance of clinging firm to this tawheed, clinging firm to the deen of Islam. Number two, and that is al-wiqaya khayrun min al-ilaj. Al-wiqayatu khayrun min al-ilaj. Because in this title it says that from the causes of disbelief of the children of Adam is exaggeration, is ghulu fi salihin. So therefore, barakallahu fikum, al-wiqaya khayrun min al-ilaj. So prevention is better than cure. And in this chapter, all of the means that lead, or some of the means that lead to disbelief and one leave in their religion, Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala mentions narrations pertaining to this. And number three is أَهَمِيَّةُ مَعْرِفَةِ الشَّرِّ وَأَسْبَابَهُ. مَعْرِفَةُ الشَّرِّ وَأَسْبَابِهِ. And that is the importance of having knowledge of evil affairs and what causes it, or what leads to evil affairs. And in this title, the evil affair is disbelief and leaving one's religion. These are the evil affairs mentioned in this chapter. And the causes And from the causes of this is al-ghulu fi salihin, and that is exaggeration as it relates to the righteous, raising them above that status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed given to them. So we have to have this knowledge of the evil and the causes that lead to evil. And this was the way of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. We have narration of Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, where he says, كَانَ النَّاسِ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ وَكُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهَ عَنِ الشَّرِّ مُخَافَةً أَنْ يُدْرِكَنِي. That the people used to ask the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam regarding the good affairs. I used to ask him about the evil affairs, fearing that it will befall me. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are studying this chapter as mentioned in various other chapters in Kitab al-Tawheed, to know the evil affairs, know the harmful affairs, so we can stay away from it. And here, the harmful affair here is al-ghulu fi salihin. The harmful affair here is excessiveness as it relates to the righteous. The chapter in itself, sufficient to write a book based upon that chapter. The next section we're going to focus on is the definition of al-ghulu. What's the definition of extremity? Al-ghulu. The definition of al-ghulu linguistically is al-ziyadatu anil-had. Al-ziyadatu anil-had. And that is exceeding the boundaries, exceeding the bounds, being excessive and going past the bounds. This is the linguistic meaning of al-ghulu. As for the meaning of al-ghulu, extremity and excessiveness, based on the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, huwa al-ziyadatu anil haddi al-mashru'. Al-ziyadatu anil haddi al-mashru'. And that is going above bounds as it relates to that which has been legislated. So exceeding boundaries and bounds regarding that which has been legislated. وَتِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and these are the boundaries that Allah has set. Do not exceed them. And the evil that comes upon man and comes upon communities, societies, is when there is extremity in any way, form or fashion. And here we're focusing on the ghulu of the salihin. And the ghulu of the salihin, the extremity regarding the righteous, is a ziyadatu fi madhihim, going to extremes in praising them, wa raf'ihim fawqa makanatihim, raising them above their status, that which Allah has given them. Wa in yuj'al lahum shay'un min al-ibadah, and that this individual, an aspect of worship has been directed towards that individual. This is ghulu, this is excessiveness. Which is why ما جاء في أن سبب كفر بني آدم وتركهم دينهم هو الغلو في الصالحين. It leads one to leave their religion and leave the call and the da'wah of the anbiya والرسل, the call of the messengers and the prophets, the call to tawheed, the call to La ilaha illallah. That ghulu leads to that. That ghulu, it leads to that. That extremity and excessiveness, it leads to that. And the salihin, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, if we have to be cautious as it relates to extremity and raising the righteous, the good people, the pious above their status, then what about worshipping idols, trees, shrines, and so forth? This is more so of an issue. Barakallahu feekum. So min bab al-awla. So it's more so that in this chapter, it's warning against worshipping idols and directing worship to solid entities, to asjar, trees, ornaments, shrines, and all those affairs. Because as the chapter heads, it would lead to, it has led in the past to the disbelief of the children of Adam and leaving their religion, i.e. leaving the religion of Tawheed. So after that, the Shaykh Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullahu ta'ala, as is his cultivation in the book of Tawheed, he brings evidences from the book of Allah and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding this topic, this issue. And this is cultivating the Muslims that we must be a people of Quran. We must be a people of Quran and sunnah. And use the Quran, refer to the book of Allah for istidlal, for evidences, and the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the manhaj and methodology of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala all throughout Kitab al-Tawheed. And here is no different. He says, وَقَوْلُ اللَّهِ عَزَ وَجَلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. He mentions the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah An-Nisa, where he says, O people of the book, Allah says, the Most High, O people of the book, do not go into extremes regarding your religion. And the completion of the verse is, وَلَا تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْحَقُّ. And do not say regarding Allah, regarding His religion, regarding His revelation, regarding ibadah, worship, except the haqq, except that which is truth, except that which is based upon proofs from the Quran and the Sunnah, and the call of the messengers, alayhim salatu wasalam. So in this verse here, Ya Ahl al-Kitab, O people of the book, there are some benefits that we can take. Number one, and that is here, it shows the fiqh of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, as he's bringing examples in the book of Allah, of Allah warning us of the characteristics of those who were before us, in their extremity, in their extremism, in their excessiveness as it relates to their religion and the righteous or those who they looked up to within their religion. And this is an example. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. O Ahl al-Kitab, people of the book, do not go into extremity regarding your religion. And the people of the book, and this is the next point, point number two, the people of the book here are the Yahud, the Jews, and the Christians. And they went into ghulu, into their religion and extremity. The Christians, they went into extremes regarding Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is the first type of extremity and excessiveness. The excessiveness as it relates to an individual. How did they do that? By raising Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, above his status. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَلْ مَسِيحِ ibn مَرْيَمْ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَ يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامِ. Allah refutes this extremity, this excessiveness regarding Isa, who is a noble prophet from the righteous. Allah says, Isa, the son of Maryam, is not none but a messenger. And messengers have come before him. Wa ummuhu, and his mother, Siddiqatun, the truthful and the one that accepted the truth. Both of them, kana ya'kulani ta'am, they used to eat food. So do not go into extremity regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. He used to eat food. His mother Maryam used to eat food. So they are in need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They cannot benefit you in your supplications to them. They cannot remove harm from you. For verily that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Christians, they went into extremes regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah is warning us from doing that and following their footsteps. So they went into extremity regarding the person, yani Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. That's number one. They also went into extremity, number two, regarding extremity in their religion. And that is a ziyadata and ilhad fil ibadat. They went into extremity and addition, adding to affairs of worship. Fi maqadiriha, the amount of worship. Wa kayfiyatiha, how the worship should be done. This was done by, barakallahu fikum, the Christians and those after them that went into that extreme. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warned against this. When three individuals came to him and said that they're going to pray all night, that they're going to fast and not, barakallahu fikum, break fast, they're going to continually fast, and they will not marry women. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أنتم الذين قلتم كذا وكذا, you those who said this and that. أما والله, he said, as for me, إني لأرجو أن أكون أعرفكم بالله, I am the most knowledgeable of Allah from amongst you. وأخشاكم لله, and I'm the one who fears. This is the Messenger of Allah speaking here, telling them that he's the one that fears Allah the most. وَإِنِّي أُصَلِّي وَأَنَامُ, I pray and I sleep. We don't go into extremes in ibadah. I pray and I sleep. وَأَصُومُ وَأُفْطِرُ, I fast and I break my fast. وَأَتَزَوَّجُ النِّسَاءَ, and I marry women. فَمَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّتِي فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, and whomsoever turns away from my sunnah, يعني وسطية, the balanced position, فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي, then he is not from me. Barakallahu fikum. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he warned against this ghulu and warned against this extremity and excessiveness. And another example of him warning against this sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is regarding in the rites of Hajj, when he ordered his Sahaba to collect stones for the Jamarat, and they collected some hefty type of pebbles, stones. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, regarding the stones that they picked, the stones of Abdullah, this is just the size of the stones, the size of the pebbles. He said to them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to them, وَأَمْثَالُ هَؤُلَاء فَرْمُوا, as for the example of these, yani the stones that you have brought, they're too big, throw them away. And then he said, وَإِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوء, stay away from extremity and excessiveness. فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ الْغُلُوء, because indeed, that which destroyed those before you, yani the nations before you, from the Yahud, from the Nasara, the Christians, the Jews, and those who the Anbiya were sent to before, was extremity and extremes and excessiveness. And likewise, that which occurred with the Christians is al-ibtida, al-rahbaniya, ibtida, Rahbaniya, and that is that they innovated this act of worship of tabattul, staying away from marriage, like the monks, monasticism. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَرَحْبَانِيَّةُ ابْتَدْعُوهَا مَا كَتَبَنَاهَا عَلَيْهِمْ, and monasticism, which they innovated it, they introduced that ibadah, this is ghulu, this is excessiveness in worship, this the way of the monks. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he showed us the balanced nature of the abd, what he should be upon. Usalli wa ana, I pray and I sleep. Asum wa uftir, I fast and I break fast. Wa tazawwaju nisa, and I marry women. So this ghulu, my dear beloved brothers, of two types and sisters. And that is ghulu, extremity in one's revering an individual and placing them above his status, like the Christians did with Jesus. And secondly, barakallahu fikum, extremity and excessiveness in the religion, and that is by bid'ah, by innovating and introducing newly invented matters in the deen of Allah, in the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has indeed perfected. So the final point in this section that I want to mention is three categories, you can say, three types of approaches as it relates to the Salihin. Three types of approaches as it relates to treating the righteous. And as I said, the thalath al-aqsam, three categories. The first category, al-qism al-awwal, al-ghula, those who go into extreme. And that is what we are warning against in this chapter. وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْرِفُونَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَوْقَ مَنْزِلَتِهِمْ, those who raise the righteous above their status. This is the ghula. These are the extreme ones. The fanatics. Those who give the righteous that which is above their status, that which Allah did not give to them. By slaughtering الذبح لهم, by slaughtering for them, slaughtering at their graves, يُعَذِّمُونَ قُبُورَهُمْ, by magnifying and exalting their graves, وَالطَّوَافْ حَوْلَهَا, or making tawaf around the graves. Allah did not give anyone that authority, no sultan. And some have even gone to the extreme to hold and believe that the salihin yujibuna da'i, that the righteous can hear their supplications. Allah did not give anyone that sultan, that authority. And this leads to shirk, and this is shirk. In fact, this is shirk. To the extent that they give them the rububiyyah, which is shirk akbar as well. Major shirk. So in the importance of focusing on this chapter, my dear beloved brothers. That's the first category. The second category is the jafa. وَهُمْ الَّذِينَ يَنْتَقِسُونَ الصَّالِحِينَ, these are those who go into the other extreme and they revile and belittle the righteous. From the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum and those after them to the ulama of the sunnah, they belittle them. This is also an error. This is also from ghulu. It's from negligence, from the other angle, the other tarf, the other extreme. As is done by the Rafida in their tanakkus fi as-sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. And the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَسُبُّ أَصْحَابِي, do not curse my companions. لَوْ أَنَّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْفَقَ مِثْلَ أُحْدٍ ذَهَبًا لَمْ يَبْلُغْ مُدَّةِ أَحَدِهِمْ وَلَا نَصِيفًا. Na'am, he said alayhi salatu wasalam regarding the companions radiallahu anhum, do not speak ill of the companions. And if any of you were to give the size of Mount Uhud of gold in charity, you wouldn't even reach a handful of what they have brought forth, the companions, or even half that which they have brought in defense of the sunnah, in the narrations of hadith. At the end of every narration of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that's authentic, there is a sahabi, there is a companion. So this reviling the companions, reviling the salihin, reviling the righteous from the salaf, the tabi'in, and from the ulama of the sunnah, and from the people of athar, this is indeed another extreme. As for the third category, qismu thalith, this is al-wasat. We are ummat wasata, we are the balanced nation. And the balanced way to deal with the righteous is how this category deals with the righteous. And that is hum alladhina yaqtaduna bi salihin. they follow the examples of the righteous in their righteousness, fi aqwalihim, in their statements, wa a'malihim, and their good deeds, as salihah, their good deeds, wa yuhibbunahum, and they love them for their good deeds, they love them for their tawheed, they love the salihin for them worshipping Allah alone, so they follow them in tawheed. If only the Nasara followed Jesus in being a servant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Jesus, he said, Isa, he said, Inni abdullah, I'm the servant of Allah. Inna Allaha rabbi wa rabbukum fa'budu. Verily Allah is my Lord and your Lord. So worship Him. The correct way is to follow that path of Tawheed and love them for their Tawheed, the righteous, the Salihin. وَلَا يَرْفَعُونَهُمْ فَوْقَ مَنْزِلَةٍ. We don't raise them above their status. And this, Barakallahu Fikum, is the balance. And that is the position of the people of Tawheed, the Muwahidun, the people of the Sunnah. Barakallahu Fikum. And after that, Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentions a narration in the Sahih, an authentic narration in Sahih Bukhari. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, fi qawlihi ta'ala, upon Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhuma, the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa qawlu la tadhurunna alihatakum. وَلَا تَذَرُنَّ وَدًّا وَلَا سُوَاعًا وَلَا يَغُوثَ وَيَعُوقَ وَنَسْرًا. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned that they said, you shall not leave your deities. You shall not leave Wad, nor Suwa'a, or Yaghutha, or Ya'uqa, or Nasra. You're not going to leave Wanasra. You're not going to leave them. They're not going to leave them. And Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said regarding these individuals, and that is Wad and Su'a and Yaghuth wa Ya'uq and Nasra. He said, هذه أسماء الرجاء. These are names of the Salihin, righteous people, من قوم نوح, from the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا هَلَكُوا أَوْحَى الشَّيْطَانُ إِلَى قَوْمِهِمْ. And when these righteous individuals, at the time of Nuh, from the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, when they died, Shaytan inspired the people, an insibu ila majalisihim allati kanu yajlisuna fiha ansaba. And that is, he said to them to set up statues in their honor, placed in their gatherings. Placed in their gatherings. وَسَمُّوهَا بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ. And name these statues with their names. Yani, Wad, Su'a, Yaghuth, Ya'uq, and Nasr. Name them these names so they can remind you of ibadah, remind you of good. This is the talbis and deception of Shaytan. So they did that. But initially, lam tu'bad. Initially, these idols were not worshipped. Hatta idha halaka ula'ik. Except for those who were initiated in the beginning, until they died, they departed. Wa nusiya al-ilmu ubidat. وَنُسِيَ الْعِلْمُ عُبِدَتْ. And when knowledge was forgotten, in دَرَسَ الْعِلْمُ, when knowledge was forgotten, those idols were worshipped. Those idols were worshipped. So we find here, بَارَكَ فِيكُمْ, the fiqh of Muhammad Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى, as he's showing us the beginning of shirk. how shirk began, and the severity of those affairs that led to the appearance of shirk, and from those was al-ghulu fi salihin. It's an example of excessiveness on the righteous, because these individuals, they were righteous, and the people held them with good, in good esteem. That's wad wa su'a wa ya'ugh wa ya'ghuth wa ya'uqu wa nasr. These four righteous. And when the knowledge demised, the people started taking them as idols worshipped other than Allah. So what benefits can we take from this important narration from Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhumah? Number one, it shows the dangers of al-ghulu, the dangers of raising people above their status. Number two, it shows us the deceitfulness and the deception of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Verily he is a clear enemy, where shaitan, he inspired those people who initially they wanted khair, they wanted good. And shaitan took advantage of their love of those who had died from the salihin to build a statue, knowing that it would lead to ghulu, and that ghulu would lead to shirk, which is from the deceptions of shaitan. And number three, this also shows us, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, respected brothers and sisters, أَنَّ الْبِدْعَ لَتَجُوزُ أَنَّ الْبِدْعَ لَتَجُوزُ, and that is, innovation is not allowed. وَإِنْ كَانَ ظَاهِرُهَا الْخَيْرُ, even if in the apparent it seems good. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نِيَّةُ أَصْحَابِهَا الْخَيْرُ, even if the intention of those doing it is good. They built that statue. That's a bid'ah. It was not from the da'wah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. It was not from the call of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. It was not from the deen of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. The Qurun between Adam and Nuh were upon Tawheed. And then shaitan inspired the people there to fall into bid'ah and innovation by raising up statues, by taking a methodology in showing respect to the Salihin that was in opposition to the way of the prophets, by building a statue. And that brings us to point number five, and that is this bid'ah they did by using statues, which shows the clear warning of pictures of that al-arwah, of that which has a soul, and its harms and what it could lead to. Which is why, barakallahu feekum, we mentioned and studied today in the beginning in the chapter heading, al-wiqaya khayrun min al-ilaj, sadd al-dhari'a, prevention is better than cure. So we move away from these means and these wasail that lead to shirk and bid'ah. And bid'ah is an avenue to shirk. Barakallahu feekum. And this is an evidence here. Benefit number six that we can take from this also, my dear beloved brothers, is the importance of ilm, the importance of knowledge, the importance of having knowledge of a tawheed, having knowledge of shirk, having knowledge of as-sunnah, and having knowledge of al-bid'ah, having knowledge of the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the call of the Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam, his sunnah, his statements, his actions, his acknowledgements, barakallahu fikum, and having knowledge also of that which opposes it, because shaitan is an enemy. فَفَسَقَ عَنْ عَمِّ رَبِّهِ, he's an enemy, disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya abati, la ta'budi shaytan. Inna shaytana kana li rahman asiyya. Do not obey shaytan. Allah's Messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, Ibrahim, he said to his father, "Oh my dear father, do not worship shaitan. Hey, do not obey him. Inna shaitana kana lirahman asiyya. Verily shaitan is a disobedient one to Allah, to the most merciful, subhanahu wa ta'ala." So the person has to be equipped with knowledge, that ilm, to know the evils and know that which is khair, that which is good. Because as we see in this qissa here of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, when the knowledge disappeared, the people of knowledge died. وَنُسِيَ الْعِلْمِ in Daras, knowledge was forgotten. And that is by the mote of the ulama, by the death of the ulama, which brings us to the next point, and that is the importance of scholars of the sunnah and scholars of tawheed. And when we talk about the scholars, we mean those people that call to tawheed, that call to the way of the prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. Al ulama warathatul anbiya, that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophet. They have to be, meaning the true scholars are those who are upon the call of the prophets, the call to tawheed, the rabbaniyin, the people who call to tawheed with knowledge and proofs and evidences. This shows the importance of their existence, because when they left and they died and the knowledge went with them to their graves, the people went into further extreme until that which we know that they worshipped these righteous individuals, and they claimed that they were the statues. And that is due to the lack of knowledge of Tawheed. So it's upon me, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, it's upon me and you, you and I, all of us, to study at Tawheed, to study this book, Kitab al-Tawheed, to study our aqidah, our creed, strengthen our iman, strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by studying His names and His attributes. And all of which will remind us, when we study aqidah, it will remind us, and la ilaha illallah, that there's none that deserves to be worshipped bihaqq, in reality, in truth, except Allah. Because He comes back to tawheed, all of the dirasa and studying of aqidah. We need to keep that knowledge. We need to take that knowledge from the book and the sunnah and from the works of the imma. And Ibn Qayyim rahimullahu ta'ala, he further mentions, قَالَ غَيْرُ وَاحِدٍ مِنَ السَّلَفِ لَمَّا مَاتُوا عَكَفُوا عَلَى قُبُورِهِمْ ثُمَّ صَوَّرُوا تَمَاثِيلِهِمْ ثُمَّ طَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْأَمَدِ فَعَبَدُوهُمْ. As we mentioned, Ibn Qayyim rahimullah ta'ala, he said that of many from the Salaf, more than one from the ulama of the Salaf, they said that when these righteous individuals, they died, when death came to them, the people were confined, akafu, like itikaf. They were confined to their graves and made statues. And after a long period had passed, the people started worshipping them. As-sayyi'a tad'u ila ukhtiha. As he mentions Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, an evil act calls to its sister of evil acts. Which is why this chapter is important. Exaggeration and excessiveness in the righteous is the root cause for mankind's disbelief and leaving the deen. وَيَعْذُ بِاللَّهِ. So we see, barakallahu fikum, the importance of sticking firm to the text of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we look further on into the Sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized this affair of not being extreme regarding him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Khalilullah, Kalimullah, Khatim al-Nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's the seal, the finality of the prophets, the close one to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Muhammad ibn Abdullah. The Kalimullah, the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke to. The best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what did he cultivate his ummah regarding himself, his person, alayhi salatu wa salam. This is mentioned as Muhammad Abdu'l-Hab rahimullahu ta'ala mentioned in the hadith here in Kitab al-Tawheed, and Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala an, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la tutruni kama atrat al-Nasara ibn Maryam, innama ana abdun. فَقُولُوا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ أَخْرَجَاهُ. And that is that he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this hadith, which is in Bukhari and Muslim, لَا تُتْرُونِي. He said, do not exaggerate in praise of me. Allahu Akbar. Do not exaggerate in praise of me. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kama atrat al-Nasara ibn Maryam. Like the Christians exaggerated in praise of Jesus, the son of Mary, Isa, the son of Maryam. Innama ana abdullah. I am only a servant of Allah. Innama ana abdun. I'm just a slave, yani slave of Allah. And if you're going to speak about me, faqulu, then say, call me, Abdullahi wa Rasuluhu. Abdullahi wa Rasuluhu. Allahu Akbar. I'm the servant of Allah and His Messenger. Allahu Akbar. This shows you the tarbiyah and the cultivation of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala janib al-tawheed, the difa, the defense of tawheed. So from this hadith, we can deal with some benefits. Benefit number one, it shows the humility of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The humility of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Innama ana abdun. Verily I am a servant, yani slave of Allah. Number one. Number two, it shows the virtue of being a servant of Allah, that the most noble, the most noble of the creation, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was an abd of Allah, a servant of Allah. However, he has a status above others because he is Rasulullah. He is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it shows you the virtue of being a servant of Allah. And it shows us that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's virtue above others is that he is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Amazing hadith. Amazing narration on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said regarding al-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, indeed, I am a man like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. The exception is, Allah, he has superiority over others because Allah revealed to him. And what did Allah reveal to him? أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ. That indeed your God, your Lord, is one deity, Allah, the one that deserves to be worshipped alone. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. And whoever hopes for the meeting of his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. Tawheed from beginning to end. And whoever hopes for the meeting of Allah, whoever hopes to see Allah, their Lord, then let them do good deeds and not associate partners with Him subhanahu wa ta'ala in any type of worship. So here, barakallahu feekum, it brings us to the next benefit, and that is the refutation of the Yahud and Nasara, and a refutation against those who worship Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or direct any type of worship to him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This statement, Abdullah wa Rasuluh. Abdullah, he's a servant of Allah. Refutation against those who have ghulu in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Those who go into extreme regarding him sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And wa Rasuluhu, and he is the messenger of Allah. It's a refutation against the Yahud, the Jews and the Christians who do not accept him as the messenger of Allah. So this is a very important statement of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَقُولُوا عَبْدُ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us all. خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ. And from them is the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has created us. He is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Therefore, ibadah and worship should be ascribed to him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is also further emphasized, barakallahu fikum, this affair of ghulu, in another narration that is mentioned by Muhammad Abdul Wahhab rahimullah, the final narration of the chapter. And that is, or the two final narrations of the chapter, and that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْغُلُوْ. He said, stay away from exaggeration. فَإِنَّمَا أَهْلَكَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلُكُمْ الْغُلُوْ. And indeed, those who were destroyed before you were destroyed due to exaggeration. And in Sahih Muslim, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال هلك المتنطعون قالها ثلاثا. وهي said صلى الله عليه وسلم that those who are extreme are destroyed. Those who are extreme are destroyed. He mentions this صلى الله عليه وسلم three times. He mentioned this three times. So the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم has warned against غلو في العبادة. He's warned against having exaggeration in worship, warned against having exaggeration as regards to individuals. He's warned against exaggeration in all affairs. فَالْغُلُو فِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَمْنُوعٍ. So based upon this narration, every type of extremity and exaggeration is haram. And that is كُلُّ شَيْءٍ جَاوَزَ حَدَّهُ إِنْقَلَبَ إِلَى دِدِّهِ, as it said. كل شيء جاوز حده انقلب إلى ضده. Anything that has gone into extremes has by default become its opposite. So when you want to do good and you've gone into extremes, become evil. When you claim to respect the Salihin and doing an act of righteousness, by going into extremes regarding them, انقلب إلى ضده, is falling into disobedience and shirk. فَاسْتَكِمْ كَمَا أُمِرْتْ وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ وَلَا تَطْغَوْ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned regarding al-i'tidal and istiqama, فَاسْتَكِمْ, be balanced, be firm. كَمَا أُمِرْتْ, stay firm, yani on the straight path like you've been commanded to. وَمَنْ تَابَ مَعَكْ, and those who repent with you. He's saying to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تَتَغَوْا, and do not go into extremes. And do not go into extremes. So the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِعُونَ, هَلَكَ الْمُتَنَطِّعُونَ. Those who go into extreme are destroyed. Those who go into extreme are destroyed. They have the تَنَطُّع. A تَنَطُّع. Extremity. And going beyond bounds. And this was warned against by Abdullah ibn Mas'ud himself, رضي الله تعالى عنه. Where he said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالتَّبَدُّعُ. I warn you from innovation. وَتَنَطُّعُ. And I warn you against extremity. وَالتَّعَمُّقُ. And I warn you against philosophy. And all of this is transgressing the bounds. Bid'ah transgresses the bounds. غُلُو. وَتَنَطُّعُ. Transgress the bounds that Allah has laid in order for mankind to indeed prosper. Which is based on the book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As soon as that i'tidal has been transgressed, as soon as that balanced nature has been transgressed, the khayriya is gone. The khayriya, that which makes the ummah more virtuous than others, is that wasat, that wasatiyya. That wasatiyah, that balanced characteristic that the people of Islam have, and the people of Sunnah maintain that. The people of Sunnah maintain that. The call to Tawheed maintains that balance. The warning against shirk maintains that balance. The respect for the righteous from the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum and the Tabi'een and those after them maintains that balance. According to how Allah has praised them. According to how the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has praised them. Halak al mutnatiqun. That's what those who go into extreme. They're destroyed. Like the one yatanatta' fil kalam. Atanatta' fil kalam. As mentioned by Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan. Hafidhullah ta'ala. Yukhatib al-hadirin bi'asha' la yafhamunaha. Those people of philosophy and rhetoric. Tongue twisters. Mental gymnastics. To amaze the people. And يُخَاطِبُ الْحَدَرِينَ بِأَشَاءَ لَا يَفْهَمُونَهَا. They don't understand it. بِهَاجَةِ إِلَىٰ أَنْ يُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ عَقِيدَتُهُمْ. This is what's needed. People are in need of their creed and their aqeedah to be taught to them. Their aqeedah, their worship, their tahara, their mu'amalat, business transaction. Not the philosophies. And this is the problem of social media. The mutanatti'un are many, those who do tanattu' in their speech, wanting to amaze others with rhetoric and philosophy which has no logic in its essence. So the Messenger, this is all coupled in the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, halaka al-mutanatti'un. So now, barakallahu feekum, based upon all of these texts that we have studied briefly, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, let's deal with some closing benefits we can take from all of that which we have studied today together. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. Ameen. Number one, and that is the tahthir min al-ghulu fi madhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is warning against ghulu, extremity, as it relates to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other than him, alayhi salatu wasalam. لِأَنَّ ذَلِكَ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى الشِّرْكِ. Because it is a means towards shirk, as is occurred by the Christians and the Jews and those who came before. Number two, and that is the prohibition of a تَشَبُّ بِالنَّصَارَى. The prohibition of imitating the disbelievers, imitating the Christians in that which is specific for them. Especially in their aqidah, in their creed, and their ibadah. As the statement of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَمَا أَطْرَتِ النَّصَارَى ibn Isa ibn Maryam. Like the Nasara, like the Christians, don't imitate the Christians. Don't treat me like the Christians treated Jesus, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Don't imitate them. And this is a general nahi. This is a general prohibition of imitating the Nasara specifically and the kuffar in general. And the next benefit number three, that we can take from these narrations is the legislation of complimenting the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam with those characteristics that he mentioned in the hadith, that he is a servant of Allah, he's an abd of Allah, and he is his messenger, and he's a da'i il Allah, he's the one that calls to Allah. Balagh al-balagh al-mubin. He indeed transmitted and disseminated that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded him to do, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And number five that we can take also from this is the kamal al-shafaqa li rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ala ummati. The compassion that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had with his ummah in warning them against extremity. And it's a sign of compassion that one warns against this extremity due to that which it leads to. He warned against it from ghulu, the angle of ghulu, and itra, and extremity with regards to the Christians. He warned it regarding ghulu, iyakum wal ghulu, and extremity, warned against extremity. And then he warned from the angle of tanattu, and going to excessiveness, and exaggerating in your speech, exaggerating in your worship, exaggerated in your dealing with others. He warned against all of this, and this is from the compassion of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is the characteristics of this ummah. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'muruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar wa tu'minuna billah. The best people to come out from mankind, this ummah. You command the good and you forbid the evil, and you believe in Allah, meaning you're commanding and you're of good and you're forbidding of evil is based upon iman in Allah, and the highest level of iman is a tawheed. A'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah is mentioned in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, that the highest level of la ilaha illallah is indeed the highest level of iman is indeed the statement of la ilaha illallah. So the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used these methods in warning against ghulu, these three methods. You can say the itra, do not go into extreme with him, the ghulu, do not go into extreme in your religion and individuals, and also tanattu', and that is going into extreme generally as it relates to your behavior and your speech. And that shows this emphasis by the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it shows his compassion for the ummah. And that is, barakallahu fikum, the final benefit that we can take from this amazing chapter, and that is that if indeed, and so it is, that we have been warned against al-ghulu and extremity as it relates to the righteous, the good ones, the pious ones, and the foremost of them is the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so what about the trees? What about the shrines? What about those man-made items that one, that you find many in the ummah today directing worship to that? If it is prohibited to raise the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the level of deity and that which is above his status, what about others from mankind? And if it's that's the case, as it's the case for others in mankind, what about the jamadat, those solid still objects, the trees and so forth? They know that this emphasis is increased. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you meet in ala al-Islam, your sunnah, wa tawheed. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he makes us die upon Islam, die upon tawheed, die upon worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone purely, without any partners, not worshipping the sun, the moon, not worshipping any of his creation, from the trees, from the shrines, from the qubur, the graves, and the inhabitants of the graves, directing all type of worship, dua, isti'ana, seeking aid, trusting in him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us die upon that state where the heart, no doubt, will be saleem. Ameen. Hadha Allahu A'lam. And with that, we conclude today, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And this is the conclusion of chapter 18 from Kitab al-Tawheed. Hayakumullah.